Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I'm your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. I recently lost 48 and a half pounds and reached my goal weight using the Weight Watchers program, and I'm currently working my way through maintenance on the road to becoming a lifetime member. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. Each week on the show, I'll be sharing my personal successes and failures and providing support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not it's Weight Watchers. So let's dive in. How did this week go for me? Well, I have some great news to report. I finished my 6 weeks of maintenance, and this morning at about 9:45 a.m., I earned my lifetime membership with Weight Watchers. I was so happy. It was fantastic standing up in front of that meeting room with everyone clapping for me. This day is something I have been dreaming about for a very long time. I'd pictured this moment over and over again in my head, and the thought of finally fulfilling this goal is really what kept me going and has kept me motivated for the last few months. It was pretty great. And I want that for you too. I want you to feel proud of yourself like that. You can do it, and you will do it. I'm telling you, there's no feeling like it. It was so great. Well, after my amazing experience at my meeting this morning, I thought it would be fun to talk this week about how to enjoy this whole weight loss journey that you're on. You can kind of relate your weight loss journey to taking a trip to an exotic destination that you've been dreaming about your whole life. Maybe you've booked the vacation of a lifetime. For me, I think that trip would be cruising down the Danube River on a Viking river cruise. No, they are not a sponsor of the show, but I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Viking River Cruises, if you would like to sponsor Wendelicious at Goal, come on, I'm ready. So this trip, just traveling through the oldest cities in Europe, drinking in the beautiful scenery, eating fantastic food, exploring ancient architecture, that is my dream. Your dream is probably different, but think of it right now. Get it in your mind. Picture it fully. Who are you with? What are you doing? What are you seeing? Is the sun shining? Are you on a beach? Are you in a museum? Are you having drinks on a patio at sunset? Whatever it is, take a moment and picture it. Put yourself there and fully feel what it's going to be like when you're finally there. But in order to get to that exotic destination that you've been dreaming about your whole life, you have to go on the journey. Now, you may not like flying in an airplane. You may not like sitting at the airport or going through the TSA check-in process or getting a pat down. Or maybe that's just me, or waiting around for your flight to show up 30 minutes late. You may not like sitting next to that rude person on the airplane who's not using headphones and is playing their music so loud and also took their shoes and their socks off during their flight and you can see their gross feet. That is so gross, but that's a whole other podcast right there. And on this journey, you have to deal with terrible airport food, rude taxi drivers, a loud and uncomfortable flight with turbulence that makes you crazy. Listen, I get so anxious when I'm traveling. I just want to be there already and get the party started. But you have to travel from point A to point B in order to get to your destination. So you may as well enjoy it because you got to do it, right? Well, your weight loss is kind of the same thing. On your weight loss journey, your destination is reaching your goal weight. Or maybe earning a lifetime membership. But you have to do the work and take the journey and lose the weight in order to get to your destination, whatever that is. And you really should just gotta make your weight loss journey fun, or you're gonna take the first off-ramp back to your old self. You have to enjoy every day, or at least a part of every day, if you're gonna turn this temporary journey into a full lifestyle change. It takes commitment, for sure, but it can't be all serious and painful. That is totally not sustainable. You have to make it fun, or at least enjoyable. If you are having fun and enjoying what you're doing, it makes it so much easier to deal with setbacks and everyday life struggles. So go back and picture what you want your weight loss journey goal to be. Like I said, I pictured the day that I reached Lifetime. I had it in my mind. I even kind of knew what it was going to feel like. I pictured myself getting on the scale and having the number that I want appear on the scale and having the receptionist say, "Congratulations, you did it." And having the other receptionist say, "Congratulations, you did it." And then standing up in front of that meeting room and having the leader say, "Wendy, you reached Lifetime today." And the room applauds. And I had pictured it and I had felt it and I had known what it was going to feel like. And you know what? That is exactly how it happened today. And it was the most amazing feeling. But along the way, you know, it was kind of struggling. I had a couple of months where it was really hard. I was gaining and losing the same pound over and over and over again. But that vision kind of kept me moving forward, and it kind of kept me in the game as much as I could, even though I was kind of struggling a little bit. I still had that vision in my mind. I wanted that day to look like. So that kind of kept me going. And I also had some people along the way that really have motivated me and kept me going. One is my leader right now, Miriam. She's amazing. And she's so inspirational and she's so funny, and her meetings that she runs are just the best. I love my meetings. So going to the meetings every week have really just kept me going, and I don't miss meetings because they're so important. They're fun. That is like the best, one of the best things about my particular journey is going to my meetings. I have made friends. We're Facebook friends now. Sometimes I meet them up for a walk. We text each other to keep each other motivated. It's pretty amazing. So that's kind of kept me going too. And I also had some folks like in my past lives that, you know, thinking about them has kept me going too. I had this leader back when I lived in upstate New York. Her name is Chris, and I'm pretty sure she's still a leader at the Weight Watchers Center in Latham, New York. Anyway, Chris was such an inspiration to me then, and she actually still is now. She doesn't even know it. She's probably forgotten about me because it's been a real long time, but here's why Chris has been an inspiration. Chris ate, drank, lived, and breathed Weight Watchers. She was committed, dedicated, and she made the Weight Watchers lifestyle her life. She led lots of meetings all over town, many different places, many different centers, and everything she did and every choice she made was in service to her journey. She had reached Lifetime a long time ago, but she was still enjoying every day of her life and her journey. And her enthusiasm was just infectious. I remember those meetings so vividly. And like I said, they were so long ago. They were probably 10 years ago, at least. You watched her and you listened to her and you just couldn't help but be in awe of how much she just embraced everything about this lifestyle. Her car was always packed with what she needed to get through the day. Food, snacks, water. She was just prepared, and she was prepared for everything. And man, she was having fun. Like I said, those meetings were a blast. Even the 8 o'clock on Saturday morning meetings, when everybody's barely awake, Chris would barrel into the room and just get everybody excited. And it was just the best. She was so energetic, so motivational, so helpful, so enjoyable to be around. I just wanted to be her. I still do. So she told this funny story. I don't know if this has anything to do with what I'm talking about today, but this is just hysterically funny. I love this story. She told a story about why she joined Weight Watchers. And she said, "I joined Weight Watchers because I wanted my husband to love me more." And then she went on to say, "Well, you know, now I've lost all the weight and I'm having such a good time. I don't care who he loves." That story has stuck with me all these years later. It's just so great. And that's just her attitude. She's like, "You know what? I'm having a good time. I don't care what he's doing." So I knew then, and like I said, this was back 10 years ago or more, that this is what I wanted for myself. It's kind of hard to explain, but I wanted to live, eat, and breathe Weight Watchers just like Chris does. I knew then that I wanted to be a Weight Watchers leader, and I still do. More to come on that in the future. That will happen. The how is just a question at this point. So anyway, the point is, I had my destination in mind, but every time I got on the journey, something made me take the exit ramp. I got bored, frustrated, life got in the way. Losing weight wasn't a priority. It wasn't fun. I was not enjoying myself. I made it work for a while, but then I would quit over and over. But this time, these last 2 years, my most recent time that I joined, this is different. This time I was ready to make a complete lifestyle change and be a committed Weight Watchers member. And one of the keys that I found was to make this weight loss journey fun and discover enjoyable things along the way. So I came up with a few things that I think might help you as you're moving along in your Weight Watchers journey or whatever weight loss journey that you're on. So in no particular order, one thing, give yourself something to look forward to. I don't know, make a date with some friends for dinner or drinks or just hanging out. It doesn't have to be diet related. It just has to be fun related. So you have something to look forward to. So you're not just, you know, oh, I got nothing to do this week. This week's going to suck. No, have something to look forward to help you get through your week. I don't know, sign up for a new fitness class. I told you I found this great fitness class that I'm taking. I totally love it. I think I'm actually going to try a new one tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. It's a boot camp class. I may die, who knows, but I'm going to try to have fun. Register for a walk or a run with some of your friends. Something fun on the horizon will absolutely help you through the rough days and give you a boost of good energy and put you in a good mood. And some days a good attitude is what you need to make it through. If you were having a bad day at work, you know, just thinking about, oh my God, how am I going to get through this day? This coworker is terrible and I got to go home and feed the dogs and then I got to make dinner and well, that's what I do every day. But, you know, having something to look forward to, so it's like, all right, well, I'm going to get through today and then I can go take my class and then maybe on Friday I'm going to go out. It really just does help to get you through the day. Here's another thing. Set yourself some small goals. So if you have maybe some weight loss goals, say I want to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds, or maybe I want to get down to a new pant size, set yourself that goal and then set yourself a special reward for reaching that goal. But don't make it a food reward because those have a tendency to backfire. I always treat myself to new technology when I reach a goal. A new Fitbit, some wireless headphones, a new Bluetooth speaker. That's just me. I really enjoy technology. Got myself a new podcast microphone recently as a goal reward. Maybe you can reward yourself with a massage or a pedicure. Maybe treat yourself to a movie or a concert. But just, you know, keeping little small goals and rewards along the way kind of makes it fun and also gives you something to look forward to, something to strive for. Here's one for those folks who use the Weight Watchers app. Gamify your Weight Watchers experience. And Weight Watchers actually does a good job of helping you along with this. If you use the Weight Watchers app and the tracker in the app, go ahead and play the blue dot game. If you don't know what the blue dot game is, you earn a blue dot on your calendar, on your tracker, for every day you end up in the healthy eating range. And the healthy eating range is 10 points under and 3 points over your daily points allowance. So if my daily smart points allowance is 23 points, then my healthy eating range will be between 13 and 26 smart points. So it is really fun to watch those blue dots accumulate. You want to fill up the month. You want to get 30 days of blue dots. I don't know what, for whatever reason, it's just really motivating and it's pretty fun. And then also with the Weight Watchers app, you know, if you do some activity, if you do some exercise, you get Fit Points and you can watch those rack up too. you can, you know, roll those into your points if you want to eat them. I don't do that, but you can do that. I just kind of look at my Fit Points as, you know, extra credit and just fun things. But, you know, watching those numbers creep up, and then you can set yourself a weekly goal. My weekly goal is 40 activity points. And when I reach that, you get a little ta-da, and they show a little trophy, and it kind of makes it fun. So you get a little badge. So gamify your experience, kind of just find ways to make it fun that way. So here's another thing. If you focus on a few things about your weight loss journey that make you happy, or maybe something that made you happy today or this week, and remind yourself that you are enjoying this journey. Think about things that made you happy this week. Think about good things that happened. Think about successes that you might have had. You tracked everything today, or you made it to that class and you made it through. You know, just focus on those things that you did well and that made you happy, and remind yourself, you know, this is pretty fun. So if you accept that this is going to have to be a lifestyle change, and I'm telling you right now that you really do have to accept that, and you're going to have to learn to love this new way of life. The journey really is not over once you reach your goal, whether that's goal weight or lifetime. If you stop following your healthy eating plan, you're just going to end up right back where you started, and you'll be back at day one of Weight Watchers. So just kind of acknowledge that this journey is just going to keep going. It's not really going to stop. It's going to change a little bit as you change. But if you want to stay at your goal, you're really just going to have to know and accept that this is a lifetime commitment. It's a lifestyle change. So you're just going to have to enjoy it. You know, you're going to want to find some fun in your everyday life. So have fun preparing a meal. I love cooking, so this is pretty easy for me. I really have a great time finding a new recipe and trying it out. I never try out new recipes on my husband because he doesn't like anything really, but I do it for myself because I am important. I try to do like one or two new recipes a week. Maybe that's a little ambitious for some people, but I love cooking and I'm pretty good at it. But I'm important. I'm worth it. So that's what I do for me. That's how I have some fun. Another thing you can do, drink a glass of wine and don't feel guilty about it because you've tracked it and you worked it into your day. 4 points. That's it. You can do that. Another thing you can do to have fun, listen to a podcast for motivation or inspiration. Oh, wait, you're already doing that. Good for you. And thank you, by the way. It's also fun to share the podcast that you like with a friend. Just saying. You can get on Connect on the Weight Watchers app. Post something, a photo or a post about something you did today. Interact with some people. Make some new friends. I'm kind of working on that. I haven't really gotten into Connect as like a friend builder, but I'm starting to follow some people, starting to see what they're up to and starting to learn some new things. And some people are starting to follow me back, which is fun too. So, you know, you post some stuff and you get to know people, and that can be a source of motivation for you too. Another thing you can do for fun is get to your meeting a little early and say hello to some new people or chat with some of your old friends. That's what I do. I like to get to my meeting right as the doors open so I can sit down and chit-chat and have fun with my friends and just kind of, you know, talk about things. You know, I kind of get a lot out of that meeting by talking to my friends and the part where it's an actual official meeting. You get a little different something out of it, out of the two pieces, but I really enjoy it. So if you do go to Weight Watchers meetings, get there a little early and say hi to people and chat. I think you'll really find it's worth it. Well, here's another thing you can do that will help you along the way. You can incorporate foods that you love into your plan. This is very important. Do not deprive yourself. Do not deprive yourself of the foods that you love. Otherwise, you're just going to be mad every single day, and you are going to resent this journey so much that you're going to quit. The good thing about Weight Watchers is that you can literally eat anything that you want. Yes, some things are more points expensive than others, but it is totally possible to work anything in if you use your dailies plus your weeklies plus maybe your rollover points. But you also have to realize you can't eat cake every single day and still be successful. That's just one of the hard realities of Weight Watchers and of life. Now, I talked last week about peanut butter, probably my favorite food. I would be totally miserable if I didn't allow myself to have it. And if I just said, no, no peanut butter. So I work it in. Now, I enjoy having peanut butter on a bagel every now and again, peanut butter on an English muffin, peanut butter on an apple. I did mention last week that I literally can't have Nutella or cookie butter in my house. That's still true. That's just, I just got to acknowledge that. But I also enjoy wine. I'm actually drinking a glass of wine as I record this. No, I don't have it very often, but I don't deprive myself of it either. So when I do have it, I really, really enjoy it. And I really enjoy the fact that I can have wine on this quote-unquote diet. I make wine kind of an event. I pour it in my very special wine glass. I sit in my favorite chair. I sip it slowly, and I enjoy every sip. I make having a glass of wine something truly special and truly enjoyable. Tonight, I'm having birthday cake. Yesterday was my birthday, actually, but there was no way I was eating cake the night before the weigh-in that was going to earn me lifetime. And I will enjoy that cake tonight, every last morsel. I bought myself a tiramisu cake, one of my favorites, and I will have it. I may or may not count it. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Give me a break. My point is, make sure you are enjoying your favorite foods along the way too. It is so important. The key to being successful on this journey is making it fun, enjoyable, and livable. And here's another thing. Celebrate the positive changes that you've made along the way and appreciate how far that you've come. Think of all those non-scale victories that you've achieved along the way. Maybe a smaller pant size. Maybe you can walk a mile or a flight of stairs and not feel out of breath. Maybe your cholesterol has come down, or you were able to stop taking blood pressure or some other medication. Maybe someone noticed that you've lost weight and they've told you that you look good. That feels great, doesn't it? Remember that feeling and bring it back every once in a while to remind you that you're awesome and that you're killing it. Maybe you said no to the bread basket at dinner last night, even though you really, really wanted it. Well, hang on to that strength and how it made you feel and summon it back for when you need it next time. Here's another thing. Try to incorporate some exercise into your life if you haven't already. Exercise releases endorphins, which are the happy hormones. They make you feel great. But when it comes to exercise, you have to find something that you enjoy. If you hate it, you will find every excuse not to do it. And like I said a couple weeks ago, keep trying stuff until you find something that you like. Well, after all that, remember that bad days are temporary and tomorrow is a fresh opportunity for success. Don't quit. Listen, if you need to go to bed at 7 o'clock in order for the day to just be over, just go ahead and do it and do not feel guilty about it. You will wake up in the morning refreshed and ready to take on a whole new day, and you are going to kill it. Scientific research shows that success is not the key to happiness. It's actually the other way around. Happiness often leads to success. So be happy. Find what makes you happy. Big things, little things, incorporate them into your life every single day. Your homework for the week is to make some plans for how you're going to enjoy your journey this week. You're going to find yourself a few things that make you happy, a few things you did this week that made you happy and that you can reflect on. And then you're going to send me an email and let me know what you're doing and what you're being successful at and what's going on with you and what you're doing to make yourself happy. So send me an email. It's wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. That's wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. And if you say it's okay, I'll share your email on next week's show. Well, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Play. I'm available on all those platforms. Leave me a rating and a review and tell your friends about me. Your reviews will help people find me, and then they'll start getting the same motivation and inspiration that you're getting. And don't forget to drop me a line. Tell me how you're doing. WendeliciousRadio@gmail.com. I really do want to hear from you. Have a great week. And meet me back here next Monday. Let's do this.